It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I'm pissed to see it because I feel like I'm one of the leaders in that room. And, you know, I feel like I kind of take a big part of the blame for that. Just guys not being on the same page and not executing. And obviously, especially if we had guys in the room that couldn't do it, you know, it would be a bit different story. But we got everything we could ever want in that room. So we know we have all the answers in the room. We just got to find them.
That's Kyle Hamilton talking about the Ravens defense. We started to lose some confidence or faith, I should say. I think we lost confidence a long time ago. We're losing faith. Well, by that, I mean the ability to turn this around.
I don't think people have lost faith, do you?
No.
In the defense or the team, you
the
mean?
The defense. Oh, your expression changed on that.
Hold on, let me rephrase my statement. I don't think people lost faith in the offense.
Yeah.
The defense, I'm not sure they ever had faith in it.
I think some of us thought maybe they turned this thing around, perhaps. No, I still believe this team is one of the best teams in the National Football League. And I think by season's end, the record would indicate that as well. That loss against Cleveland goes in the category of things happen. You know, things happen. I don't have less faith in them this Sunday against Denver because of what happened last Sunday.
I don't either.
I don't. But the defense, on the other hand, I lost some faith in them.
I did too. I'm not really very confident right now because they truly look lost. It's not that there's, you know, this, I don't know if soft is it. I just think they look confused. They look kind of unprepared. The middle of the field is wide open. Guys are still hitting. Kyle's still hitting. Roquan's still hitting. It's not that.
It's funny you mentioned soft because Dan Orlovsky from ESPN NFL Live disagrees with you.
So I think there's nothing about this defense from an offensive perspective that looks like the past. Number one, situationally, they're soft. When it comes to their coverage, Hawk, you pointed out that slant. That's not the old guys. It's third and three. You know how easy it is as a quarterback to have third and three and you don't cover the slot there? I mean, that's pitch and catch. And then number two, you don't see a lot of people making plays on the ball. It's just there's this one-on-one. They just don't break up the pass game that much. And then the second thing is, Hawk, you intimated, quarterback it very rarely feels pressured in the pocket. It's not only that they're not getting there, it's they're not disrupting the operational space for a quarterback. This was an organization defensively that, you know, they wouldn't give you a thing completions. Usually you sit there at the line of scrimmage going, where do I get 40 yards here? Or you'd be like, if I don't get this ball out in 2 seconds, I'm going to get destroyed. And it just, when you watch this tape, it doesn't feel the suffocating fashion defensively like it has in the past.
I'm glad you said what you said, Ed, when you said confused, because for a while I was going to agree with Orlovsky. But then when you said confused, and I think about when I'm coaching players, when they look hesitant, it looks like they're passive. And then you discover later they're not passive. They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
So I don't think they're soft. I think they're what you said. I think they're confused.
I think they are. I think they're really confused. I just do. It's just they just don't look like they're, you know, prepared for the whatever down and distance or whatever, you know, whatever offense they're facing, whatever, you know, packages come out. I just don't think they look prepared for this.
Funniest thing is when healthy on the D line, they're one of the few teams in the league that can make teams one dimensional. And it's scary to think about making a team one-dimensional with their passing game with the way that your pass rush has been this year. Usually that's, if you take away one thing that a team does and all of a sudden, you know, you're able to make them throw it on every down, then you get to pin your ears back and get after the quarterback. But when it's a situation like this where you don't trust your secondary or your pass rush, what are you going to do?
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning.
Morning.
What in the world is that ESPN guy talking about? Did the Ravens finally lead the league in dropped interceptions? How are they not making plays on balls if they drop all these interceptions,
great
man?
Great point. Great point. Yeah, great point. Those are plays that they can make. They just aren't completing the play, which, you know, goes back to at least – they're in the right spots. Thanks a lot, Johnny. That's true, too. You know, not making plays on the ball. Drop interceptions are plays you're making on the ball. You're just not completing a play.
Yeah, but do they have the right personnel to change this right now is the way the team's constructed? Because I would say they didn't replace Jadeveon Clowney. They put a lot of faith in what they had. They should be so thankful that Kyle Van Noy is playing the way that he's playing.
Yeah.
Because, again, if you're going to give quarterbacks that much time, especially on third down, more time than any other team in the league, can't get to the quarterback, you're going to get picked apart in this league, and I don't care who's slinging it back there. And this week may not be the greatest test, even though the Broncos are 5-3. You can run on them. The Panthers ran on them last week. They just stink as a team. And if you're honestly looking at it, and I know you play who's on your schedule, the only team that the Broncos have beat that you would go, man, that's a really good win, was when they beat the Bucks in Tampa. I mean, they've got to win over the Jets, the Panthers, like every bad team in the league they beat.
They've only given up 120 points, though.
Yeah.
They're playing bad teams, I think, is his point.
Yeah, they're deep. Yeah.
I heard what he said. I'm just saying. We played a bad team this weekend. We gave up 29.
I know, but more often than not, when you're playing against teams that can't score, you're not going to give up a lot of points.
And the other problem that teams have when they face them is that they're not built like the Ravens, and you come in with one receiver that's your go-to guy. They're going to put Patrick Surtain on him, and I don't care what you say. Their pass rush is good enough.
Yeah.
That cat's probably the best cornerback in the league, right, and he's shut down every top receiver he's faced.
Yeah.
And that goes back to what I was telling you about the receiver room.
Pick who you want to put him on.
Exactly.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter here. That's when you become potent. By the way, dropped interceptions, the Ravens have 8. 6 of them came in 2 games. 4 of them were Sunday, right?
It's not just that.
He counted 3 on Sunday, 3 against the Bills.
Oh, so
that was
3.
Pro Football Focus said right. There was 3.
So when does it come back and fall on somebody? So the defense has not played up to snuff. All the dropped interceptions, not getting after the quarterback, blowing leads. And then all of a sudden you start to look at the way the rest of this team's assembled. Special teams. There's only been 2 onside kicks that have been recovered in the league this year, both against the Ravens. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? What's going
Tucker's
on behind the
well.
Scenes? Yeah, it's just...
A great onside kick it. Oh, okay. Nobody should be surprised.
Well, it's
you can't be surprised.
It's damn near impossible now to get it because of the way that the rules are constructed.
Yeah. And the Ravens have made
apparently
it
not.
And it's happened twice against them.
Yeah. What's trending at 8:30? But on the other side, Lamar Jackson took Wednesday's practice off, and he was on the injury report with knee/back issues. Preston calls his absence. Interesting. Are you worried about his status for Sunday? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Yeah, rest day. He's been playing great, and we got a lot of football in front of us here. You know, we've got quick game, another big game coming up, so that was warranted today.
You are happy, aren't you? You are so happy right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Look at him. Side to side.
This is the Will Smith or Fresh Prince. I like this one, and I like the Fat Boys have a Halloween song, too.
I'm unaware of the Fat Boys.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I must have loved those Fat Boys way too much when I was a kid. I think I had all their cassettes, so we are going back a little ways. You know, it would have been 8 tracks or maybe a record player for you, Ed.
Could have been. I owned a Fat Boy.
Reel to reel.
Or maybe it was going to a silent movie. I don't know. It could be various things amongst your childhood that you could have done.
Now, my favorite motorcycles. Lamar Jackson missed practice yesterday. He's listed as knee back issues. Mike Preston says this is interesting. Are you concerned at all, Ed?
Yes. I do get concerned with that. Yeah. You know, he's had a history of either illness or injury. I mean, I get very concerned when I hear something's up with him for obvious reasons, because without him, you got nothing. As he goes, the team goes. And knee back issues, that's not like saying he's got, you know, got a cold or he's got, you know, stomach bug or whatever. You're talking about back issues. We all know firsthand they're debilitating. So I don't know what the issue is. It could be nothing, but that doesn't sit well with me.
Maybe the back issues, Jeremy, from carrying his team.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Is it his back and his neck, or his just neck, his back?
I don't know. Spinal. Well, what, three games in what, 13 days?
Yeah.
Beginning Sunday?
Is that the start of it, Sunday? This Sunday is the 13th, because I know it's coming up. I didn't look.
Three games in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So they have the 3rd, 7th, and 17th.
What are the teams in that stretch? Do you have that in front of you?
We've got Broncos.
Bengals.
And then Steelers.
Bengals. So it's two divisional games, too.
Yeah. Two or three of home, thankfully.
I do want to say this. We all keep saying, like, I don't think the Steelers are this good. I don't think the Steelers are this good. Their defense is playing out of their mind, so they have that. Mm-hmm. If they get anything from their offense, they're going to be around knocking on this door, so you're going to have to handle business when you play them.
Absolutely. The problem is they're playing the first one in Pittsburgh. Well, but to your point, you always talk about having the big advantage being home for those Thursday night games. Mm-hmm. So they are home, and while there's three games in 2 weeks, the Thursday night game is here, this weekend's game is here, and they travel to Pittsburgh after a 10-day, you know,
but yeah, is it possible that you're just, because you had that stretch coming up, that you're just being extra careful with resting Lamar?
Could be. You know, like, these are, they keep everything so close to the vest when it comes to injuries. They try to hide what the actual injury is. This is the old Bill Belichick way and what he would do. Even before that, before they made it a rule that you have to have someone designated in an injury or have an injury designation coming into the week in case anything goes or the teams start getting investigated. So if you have somebody that's not injured and then all of a sudden on Sunday they're out, or, you know, like the team, they'll come look at it going, well, what the hell was this? I mean, they were looking into the Christian McCaffrey thing with the 49ers. So
that's obviously, that's real.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about because they didn't list it before the game.
Yes, because people don't want to hear this, but it has a lot to do with the gambling and fantasy markets as well. And you got to have people knowing what's going on if you're going to be.
Do they take money from gambling?
Yes.
Okay. Are these gambling people partners with the NFL?
No. They're partners. They're
So you have to, protect the integrity of all of that relationship.
So
you have to. I mean, I don't blame the NFL. That's part of, you know, the making it a multi-billion-dollar industry.
The NBA,
partnership with, you know, FanDuel and all these other people.
The NBA were one of the first to do it, where they told their teams they have to have their starting lineup out 30 minutes before the game. You can't, you're not dragging this out anymore. Like, we want to see if this guy's ready. You bring your player out. If he has a questionable tag, you work him out before the game. And then, like, sending your lineup, if you're a baseball manager, you send your starting five out, and that's who it is.
Yeah, but I don't blame the NFL and all these other. When we read FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You know what I mean? So if when you're a partner, you can't do things to jeopardize the integrity of that partnership. So I don't blame them one bit. I will say this, though. I wouldn't be surprised, Ed, if they are resting Lamar because of what's ahead of him.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but I don't remember the last time I saw a quarterback get a veteran's day off. They don't get those unless they're hurt. They don't just say, you know, like, they'll give, you know, linebackers, we see, they'll give a veteran lineman days off. Quarterback's usually there.
I don't know why, but I thought he was off a couple weeks ago. What day?
So was that aches and pains, or was it just a bit?
No, that was after week one. He was off.
Yeah, because remember, he ran the ball a lot and he got hit quite a bit.
Aches and pains, he got off in week one.
This is the other part of it. You don't know it with a quarterback that is a running quarterback. Like, they're going to probably take more hits than other guys, depending on if they're getting down, getting out of bounds, and how much of a toll that takes on, you know, players like Lamar, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray. If they're going to take off and run, you obviously have to be cognizant of how many hits they're taking. And Anthony Richardson was playing like an idiot, just running into everybody every time he took off and ran.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And I'm not doubting that he has some pain in his back and his neck. I'm just, his back and his neck. His got me going. Back in his knee. Screw you, Jeremy. But I wonder if he didn't have three games in 2 weeks, if he would have gotten a veteran day off with those injuries.
He might with that because of the schedule. I mean, they'll get them, but you got to be like Tom Brady. Tom Brady got them in 2022. When was his last season? He took off every Wednesday, whatever it was. But he was Tom Brady. He was in his mid-40s at the time, whatever. So I get it. But you just don't see that with a young quarterback. But
I also think nowadays with teams, especially when you have so much invested in that quarterback position, that anything's barking. Mm-hmm. And if you have any sort of, if you're an established player, like there might be some rookies and they go, okay, well, this, I don't want him going out there with this wrist injury. I don't care if he can play through it. We've seen guys sit. But the fact is, when you start looking at Lamar, like if I'm Harbaugh, I know we go as far as he goes. So if he comes to me and say, hey, my ankle's barking, nope, go ahead, have a seat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We'll see. 410-583-1057 is the number. I think the city will hold air, collect the breath as we wait to see what's going on with Lamar. Today's practice, if he's back today, then nothing to see here, right? If he misses today, then that flag goes up a little bit higher.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to start thinking about it. But as long as you hear he's ready on Sunday, I'm not worried about anything.
So if he misses the practice today, you're not worried at all?
Not with him. No. If let's say it was Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. Okay, then I'm listening to you. It's his first year with the team, and then you want, obviously, those reps. Does he know the offense? I think Lamar knows everything about this offense, what he's doing. And I'm not saying it doesn't matter to practice, because practice is important. But
my point is, if he misses 2 days of practice, I'm concerned about his status Sunday. That's my point. Not often do you miss two straight days of practice.
Look, I'm just looking at the Ravens injury report. It says here, Jackson lists non-participant in Wednesday's practice due to back and knee injuries. Questionable.
So if he doesn't show up on today, I'm concerned.
I'm sorry. I'm like most fans. When I see a Q tag by your name, I think you're playing. You got to put a D by that name for it to be doubtful for me to go, yeah, he ain't playing. If there's a Q tag, you're playing.
Yeah, Travis Jones, Millett, Washington, Lamar, Urban, Humphrey, Wiggins, Rashid Ali, they're all questionable.
Well, we saw Urban get hurt.
Yeah, we did.
And not return.
Yeah.
He was a concussion?
He had a concussion.
Yeah.
Urban, so he's black? Oh, sorry. We're going back to the... That's a callback.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go with San Antone. Get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rob. Hey, I know we're joking around, but I wouldn't doubt his neck either. He's taking some serious helmet-to-helmet hits lately as well.
Let's hope not. I mean, he has taken some, and I'm wondering why there's not a lot more flags thrown in those situations.
How has someone not said the reason his back hurts is because he's been carrying the team?
I said that.
Okay, all right, there we go.
I said that. You were answering the phone, I think, when I said that. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday, babe.
And happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Will the Ravens make any moves before the trade deadline to help their defense? Have a wonderful day, guys, and Halloween.
You too. I think they're trying to. They're efforting in that direction. I'm not sure they have a viable trade partner, or what's being asked of them is doable. I don't think – you talk about a Q tag? I put a Q tag on them getting a defender. Questionable.
Well, that means we're getting one, in my mind. Anytime I was playing fantasy sports or whatever, you're looking at a game and you're trying to break it down. It's like, damn, man. Quarterback's questionable. All right, he's playing. Don't worry about it.
Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, what's trending with Gordon McGinnis as he joins us up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
8:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Join us right now from PFF. He is Gordon McGinnis. Good morning to you, Gordon.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. We saw PFF says the Baltimore Ravens defense has dropped 8 interceptions, 6 total in the last 2 weeks. Yet while we sit here and we complain about the productivity or lack thereof of the defense, they had several chances on Sunday to get off the field against the Cleveland Browns and did not do that. What does PFF say about the rankings and the mishaps of this Ravens defense?
I think firstly on the dropped interception one, there is a little bit of noise there because, you know, defensive backs are not known for their ability to catch the football. So it's one of those ones where they've had two games where they've had struggles there. Over the course of the season, that's probably going to even itself out. The bigger thing, though, is just how much they have struggled covering the middle of the field.
Right.
And they really struggled without Marlon Humphrey in particular last week. Having to have Jalen Armour-Davis play the entire game just left them really vulnerable on the back end in coverage.
And vulnerable in coverage. Also, I know they're doing well as far as statistically with the pass rush. They're tied for fourth with the Vikings, with the most sacks in the NFL. Why doesn't that seem like that?
I think it's because, and this is something that kind of has been true for the Ravens for a while, probably in the post-Terrell Suggs era, is that they don't really have like the guy like a lot of other teams have. Yeah. Like you look at against the Cleveland Browns, the Browns have got two guys. They've got Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith. When they went up against the Raiders earlier this season, they've got Max Crosby. They play the Steelers twice this season with T.J. Watt. Right. The Ravens have Kyle Van Noy and Adafi Owe, who they've been good, solid pass rushers this season, but kind of up and down, and they're not guys who are just going to have that consistent game in, game out, whereby they put up 7-8 pressures and things like that, which makes it a little bit more difficult.
What do you make of the Broncos coming to town? Because, you play who's on your schedule. They're 5-3. I think it's a little fraudulent when you look at it, especially what they've been putting up offensively, and I think you can run on this team, but, you could worry about Patrick Surtain on the other side, but the Ravens have so many weapons. I don't know that really matters this week. What are your thoughts?
I think on the defensive side of the ball, they definitely are impressive. And Patrick Surtain's the key player there, but there's other players that are standing out. You know, they've got good performance out of Levi Wallace in the secondary, Brandon Jones there. And on the defensive line, Zach Allen is one of the highest total number of pressures in the NFL. So they can definitely cause the Ravens some problems on defense. I do agree with the sentiment, though. I think even if you go back to the Browns game this past week, Lamar Jackson was pressured on 21 of 43 dropbacks, almost 50% of his dropbacks, which is huge, a huge number. Anytime you get beyond 40, that generally leads to quarterback play just falling apart and not working out. And Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense were still able to make plays in the passing game in that game. So I do think the Ravens, as good as the Broncos defense have been, should still be able to put up enough points here.
Gordon McGinnis from PFF joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Gordon, the Ravens had Zay Flowers, they had Rashad Bateman, they had Nelson Aguilar, and now they've traded for Deontay Johnson. What does he bring to that receiving core?
I think he had some good depth. I think we saw earlier this season when there was a game where Zay Flowers got hurt and missed a few plays. I think with Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman, the Ravens have two like good wide receivers. I think Zay Flowers is the top guy there. But they're both good at generating separation. One of the things we track at PFF is how often a player gets separation when the defense is actually trying to prevent it. Deontay Johnson ranks 20th among all receivers there, so they've now added that extra bit of depth. And if they do suffer an injury to either Bateman or Flowers, I think they would feel pretty confident with the other one of those guys and Deontay Johnson being the top two receivers on the field. And it just adds a little bit more depth there. It means they aren't as reliant on those two guys should they suffer any injuries. So given the fact that they got Johnson for what will probably work out being about a 15-pick drop in the 2025 NFL draft and only about $600,000, I think it was a pretty smart deal to make.
You know, earlier you mentioned the middle of the field being open on defense consistently. We've been discussing this, obviously. I don't know if you see this when you're doing the analysis, but to me, it looks more, it's not so much being, you know, without, say, Marlon, as they don't look like they're in the right position. They look confused. It seems like the safeties are looking at each other. They're looking at the cornerbacks. Cornerbacks looking at the safeties. To me, it's an indication that they're just not fully prepared or just not in the right scheme.
It definitely has looked a little bit like that at times, and it's looked like they've been a little bit late to get things figured out. I think the other problem is, as uncomfortable a conversation as it is when you're paying them as much as the Ravens are, like Roquan Smith just hasn't been as good as he was in previous years. He's like a step or so behind where he needs to be. Now, maybe that's tied into those communication issues because as the leader of the defense, that would impact him quite a bit because he would be having to communicate those things. And if they are late to getting those things, that would have an impact. But I definitely think I've seen a lot of calls for trying to simplify things and try and avoid some of that confusion. And I definitely think that's worth exploring as something to try to allow the players to start making some plays again.
Gordon, I'm kind of curious your opinion on this because, you know, we have the election next week and I'm just curious about foreign affairs. The NFL is sending the Panthers and the Giants to Germany. Do you have any concerns that this could start World War III? Because nobody wants to watch that.
I think the good thing for the NFL is that the German football fan base is rabid. They love the NFL. They love their own. You know, they've got a big factor in the European League there. So as much as this is one of the worst games that the NFL could send there this season, probably even worse than it looked on paper when it was announced and it didn't look great at that point. The German fan base, I think, are still going to be pretty excited to get this game, so the NFL will probably manage to survive causing an international situation that way.
If you say so, I'll believe you.
Gordon McGinnis, tell folks all about PFF.
Yeah, like I said, some of the new things we're doing this year is pushing some of the new metrics that might make their way into our premium stats product out there. So you can find things like those separation metrics and lockdown metrics for cornerbacks in article form on PFF.com.
Thank you very much, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks guys.
Gordon. Thank you. Right, Gordon McGinnis. I didn't know where he was going with that. I mean, but you're right. Nobody wants to see that.
Well, at least we're sending them. I like Machine Gun Kelly, but I don't know about most people. They get MGK. Is it halftime, I think? Yeah. Anyway.
Give me a Machine Gun. I know who he is, but give me a song.
Well, he did a bunch of hip-hop stuff first and then kind of switched over to now this punk. I think he has an album with Trippie Redd, too. So he does like a lot of different things, but I'm trying to think of one that you would know. Bad Things was probably one of his biggest hits.
Okay.
If you heard it, I think you'd know it.
Yes. I'll know if it's not an artist that I listen to on a regular basis, I'll know the name. And I don't know a song, but I just can't match the name in the song. You know what I mean?
I love listening to him now. Like, I love the stuff he's
like, if you
now.
Put up a board, a list of artists on one side, a list of songs on the other
if
side.
If you could match them up?
Let's see if I could match them up. Like, artists that I don't traditionally listen to, that I know, but not traditionally listen to. Like, if you had...
Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
A Katy Perry and a song by Katy Perry.
Like, if you had Katy Perry and Ariana Grande, like, do you think you could match up the song by the artist?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
I think 1981-ish. Oh, yeah, it's on. Okay, who sings Fireworks?
Oh, that's Katy Perry.
Oh.
Yeah. That's different. That's a popular song of hers. But if you come up with somebody, like a song, okay, for instance, people think they know Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
But we can put on some Kendrick Lamar songs that you and I would know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we'd be up and going line for line. Others would be like, I don't know this one. I never heard this one. Because you got to be a fan to know the real songs.
I found out the hard way how much I love Lil Wayne. Because, like, my music's on shuffle and a song comes, I don't know this. And all of a sudden, before I don't, I'm like, damn, I like this. What is this? And then now I'm listening to the whole album.
Would you find that out 10 years ago?
No.
Because you've been talking about Lil Wayne forever.
More recently. Ever since I got in my milli, it's been more Lil Wayne for me.
It's made for you, my friend. Daily Line at 9 o'clock. That's why he makes his music. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, this is a sad one. This is one. I'm going to give it to the state of Texas. This is very political, very controversial, but I think you need to hear it.
Hey.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on X at BBMS 1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota. And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com. 1057 The Fan.
Time to give a shovel. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on X at BBMS 1057 The Fan. Edward.
State of Texas. Okay, this is going to be very controversial. This is due with Roe v. Wade. I don't care what side you're on. This is a terrible story. Texas, you know, enacted a 6-week abortion ban. Right? Woman who is 17 weeks pregnant, Gisele Barnica, she's 17 weeks pregnant. This is a couple years ago. This is the day after the Texas 6-week abortion ban took effect. The day after. It was right after Roe v. Wade got overturned. Anyway, she comes in. She's bleeding. She's all kinds of problems. There's cramps and she's bleeding at 17 weeks because she's not within the 6 weeks. They delay her medical care. They say she's going to have a miscarriage. So they delay treating her miscarriage for 40 hours, according to the report. The baby ends up dying. The fetus dies. So they, you know, deliver, you know, the DOA fetus, right? They deliver it. She returns home. Her bleeding continues. Within days, she's back at the hospital. She dies of sepsis.
Jeez.
Involving, quote, products of conception, according to the autopsy report. Her husband now is raising a 4-year-old daughter by himself, and he lost his wife. This is the stuff people are talking about, because I think now doctors are so fearful of violating the law in a particular state that, you know, they're delaying treatment, or this case was a case of delayed treatment. It's a horrible story. But I just thought it was important because it's a lot of the southern states. You know, South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, Florida. I mean, they're all in this thing. I can't imagine, you know, not only do you lose a child, which happens. I mean, I had, before Jack was born, we lost one. It happens. It's horrible. It's devastating. But your wife is still alive. This woman lost her life. And it's just a terrible story. And it looks like, you know, it's completely because of the delay in treatment.
Look, I'm not going to get political. I hate the fact that some of this stuff comes down and that people should be making their own choices regarding their own bodies and nobody else. But
especially in a case like this, this is not a woman using it as birth control, having one every 2 years, whatever. This is someone who has a child, wants to bring the child to full term, but is having complications and is bleeding, comes to a hospital, they don't treat her, and then she's dying. It's a horrible story.
Jeremy Kahn.
I want to be careful how I say this, but my shovel goes to street workers. I'm not talking about ladies of the evening or anything like that. We have road work being done on Falls Road here. There's road work being done in my neighborhood.
Mine too.
But when you're setting it up, by the way, I think the toughest job in the world is holding one of those signs and spinning it around. I was there, there'd be accidents every time. I'd be spinning this thing. I'd probably be dancing, listening to music.
I know.
But, like, you get out there sometimes and those guys aren't paying attention and they don't have it cut off the right way. Like, in my neighborhood, when you're going to turn in the neighborhood, there's about 4 feet and then there's a guy with a sign stopping it. So you're basically hung out in the middle of the road where people are driving by, and it's going like you're like, can you pay attention? You're sitting down when I hit the corner, and then you're like, stop, stop, you can't go any further. And I don't get where they put the cutoff point. Because if you're not working down at this end, why wouldn't you move a little bit further so cars can come off the street so they're not hanging out in the road? And then you're blocking traffic. Again, not a you problem. That's a me problem when you set it up until it turns into an accident. And the same extent, like, you see these guys, like, the ones on Falls Road here. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you past the light? Because then you let four cars get
in. Oh, absolutely.
And then the whole traffic is blocked up. Just go past the light and have somebody work at the light. That's it. Yeah. And then you don't deal with this nonsense of it taking so long.
Take three lights to get through. Happened to me.
So, again, you know what I'm saying. I don't think the conventional wisdom is put into this the way that it should be.
You guys saw the Tom Brady roast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where'd you see it?
Home?
Home.
Did you see it at a restaurant while somebody was watching on their phone with the volume up without earbuds?
No, because that's...
My shovel goes to Kelly, because that's what he did yesterday. That's what he did yesterday. He played the Tom Brady roast. No headsets. Nothing. Volume up. Had a nerve to say, is this too loud? Yes, it's too loud. Yes, it's too loud. It shouldn't be. I shouldn't hear it. And no, you lose points on that, not me. You lose points on Kelly.
Really?
I don't lose points on Kelly.
So
that's an anomaly.
Yeah. You lose points.
Why is it hard for people to understand that other people don't want to hear your phone conversation loud as hell if it's in the grocery store or someone else? You didn't ask to watch the Tom Brady roast.
No, I didn't.
So why are you playing it so loud? I actually had to yell at... I don't know if it's a young thing, too. I had to yell at my son. We're in an Uber, and he's watching, like, TikTok videos, and it's... The volume's all the way up in the car. And I'm like, nobody wants to hear that nonsense.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Be respectful of the people around you.
Nobody... Oh, you don't like Tom Brady roast? You didn't like it? Doesn't matter whether I liked it or not. I don't want to hear it right now. Yeah. And Kelly... Ended up talking to him afterwards. Super cool dude. Doesn't matter. Getting the shovel this morning. Dumb act.
It's like no one else in the world exists except them. I hate that. Hate that.
Hey, look. It went. The volume kept going up when more people came in. Almost as if the normal conversation of everyone else, Joe, was interrupted.
You guys pipe down. I'm trying to watch Tom Brady roast
exactly.
Right here, please.
Rob. I almost gave my mom a shovel for basically the same thing. It's a little bit different. My mom is in love with Elvis, and so is my aunts and all that. They love Elvis. So they go to these conventions where there's, like, you know, Elvis impersonators.
Right.
And she records every effing song they sing, and when she gets back, she wants to show me all the videos. No. I didn't pay all that money to go up to Massachusetts to watch these guys sing songs they didn't write and not look like Elvis. Hey, there's Asian Elvis. Great. He sounds nothing like him. Hey, and they had a female Elvis. I'm going, what's going on here? She's trying to, and I actually had to go to my mom. I said, you understand, and this is not me trying to be rude to you because I love you. I don't want to see another Elvis video. I don't care about these videos, Mom. And she goes, okay, and then shows me six more.
Sounds like you're caught in a trap.
Oh!
Thank you.
So you never went to Night of 100 Elvises?
Oh, God, no.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Maynard was big into that. He would perform. He'd be an Elvis. So I went.
Because everybody can do an Elvis imitation.
He was good. But he could actually play guitar and sing. So yeah,
Thank you very much. Did the Colts fail Anthony Richardson? We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah.
What can I get for 76 cents?
Yeah, we'll go over tonight. I don't like tonight's slate. It's interesting that I like the football game. I like the NFL game. There's one NBA game that stands out to me, but I think this is a really whack slate tonight to try to bet. We'll get into it. I'll tell you what I like. Right now, I have one play in college football, the NFL, NHL, and NBA. Hopefully, I have more later, but I'm probably going to dive into a lot of prop bets today. Later on. So we'll get into that. I'll tell you who to place your wagers on and what happened last night in the Daily Line next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.